Log Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
On this Thursday night, and I tell you what, it has been raining like cats and dogs, and we finally got a little break in that, and other things going on. Our governor went psycho on us and decided to cancel our Second Amendment and caused all kinds of hell. We're going to talk about that in a minute. What's the word on how you did, brother?
We hanging in here down here in South Central Texas. We got a couple sprinkles of rain the last couple of days, and temperatures dropped by about 10 degrees, so we doing just fine.
That's good. Yeah, same here. It's kind of cool here now and everything. I had to bail water out of here yesterday. I had a leak going through the door, so I went and got some of that thick still. They've been advertising on TV. That stuff actually works. But, how you doing, Virgil?
Oh, we doing okay. Temperatures kind of dropped a little bit. We're starting to get the rain back and everything. And, you know, we're starting to put out these forest fires that we got down here. So a little bit damp, so it's harder for them to spread. But
right.
Other than tribal warfare going on in Baton Rouge, Gotham City, as we call it. Everything's been going pretty good so far.
I've been hearing stuff about Baton Rouge there, man. What the hell's going on over there?
Well, we had a football game at Port Allen High School, just about 10 miles from the house, and one of the little gangbangers, he got a hold of a Glock pistol and got a hold of a selector and put on it and opened up at the school with fully automatic fire out of a illegal Glock pistol. And in St. Helena High School, a bullying incident turned into a kid bringing a gun to school. You know, God made all men equal, but Sam Colt made, you know, God made men, but Sam Colt made them all equal. And
yeah,
then,
right.
we had at a nightclub, when the nightclub let out at 2 o'clock in the morning, they decided to play, reenact the OK Corral. Joseph, turn that fan off.
My fan is off.
Well, something's blowing on you, Mike. But
probably me.
They fired something like about 80 to 100 rounds in the middle of Florida Street and hit all kinds of businesses, and they said they done had enough. They're shutting them down. So another blow to the Baton Rouge economy.
That sounds like
brother, let me tell you, I mean, this was not 25 or 32s or this. This was some heavy artillery they were shooting. This was hollow point gut buster 40 calibers and 45 rounds they were busting loose with.
Damn.
Hey,
no big surprise. Go ahead, Russell.
Virgil, what was that over?
Either it was a baby daddy fight or some fight over girlfriends or somebody grabbed somebody on the ass at the nightclub or whatever, and it spilled out into the parking lot, and then the next thing you know, it's downtown Beirut on Saturday night. So they fired at least 80 or 100 rounds out there, so they wasn't bullshitting. A couple of people got killed. So I mean, you know, that's why, you know, my wife gets on me all the time. She gets scared, you know, if by some strange occurrence we have to go to Baton Rouge at night, Mom, my pistol stays in my lap, and if I got to, by some miracle, stop at a convenience store, my pistol's on my side or in my hand. And I do have one. I'm not one of them stupid son of a bitches that's going to rack back and then shoot. If I got to pull my pistol, I'm going to pull and flip at the same time, because if I pull it, I'm going to use it.
Right.
You know, and if I'm wrong, well, me, Jesus, the judge, and the grand jury, we're just going to have to work that shit out at a later time.
Right. Well, I'm wondering, guys, if this was all too going to a test as well. You know, Governor did here, Governor of New York, Governor of California, giving this a test run for a pandemic play to take our gun rights away from us to ship us off. Did you get that video that you wrestled on that, what they were doing in New York?
Yeah, I saw it.
And everything. So this was just a practice test run, but it failed big time. And everything. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you know, of course it definitely has found a way around it that it's unconstitutional, but if you think about it, you know, as we've heard different people in areas react, you know, by like when they come for your guns, they're going to send the whole big, the whole army's just going to take off and start in New York and go door to door to San Francisco. That's not how it works. This is how they do this stuff. Is far left wing governors like the one y'all have there, Gavin in California, this dipshit in New York, I can't even think of his name off the top of my head right now. But that's how they're going to do it. They're going to push the things. They're going to test them. And what they're doing, and I think Virgil may agree with me on this, that what they're doing right there, right now, what Grisham's doing in New Mexico, and the whole movement, leftist movement's watching what's going on. How much would people take? And that's what it is. It's a test. How much would people take? How hard can you cook? And people don't stand up. You don't see this happen everywhere. And I don't think I'm far from being wrong, am I, Virgil?
Oh, no. You see, this is classic military tactics. It's called probing, okay? And I'm going to explain that to you. You send out, Russell, back me up. You send out small teams called skirmishes, and they probe, and they go around these positions, and they seek, and they probe, and they identify the strength and the weaknesses of those positions. Mm-hmm. Once they have identified the weakness of that position, they capitalize on it, and that's mm-hmm. what they're doing now. You see, people need to learn this. They need to learn. Learn from your enemies.
Thank okay? you, Morgan. You get your firm because I said the same thing.
Do not revel and praise your victories over your enemies. Learn your enemies' victories over you and capitalize on them and adapt them. Old saying, gunnery sergeant, lead drill instructor, Paris Island, 1979. Okay, Paul Stavinovich, gunnery sergeant Paul Stavinovich. Charlie ain't the only motherfucker that can dig a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, I said the same thing yesterday. Somebody called me a flat-out liar, and I'm like, you got to study your enemies, know who they are. But right now, they're studying everything that went wrong, and they're going to fix the lid post. And they're going to do the real thing.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, and if you've been watching anything that's going on with the Congress here in the last few days, I don't know what more evidence you would need to finally open up and realize that there is no longer a two-party system. McCarthy is just as corrupt and owned by China as Joe Biden. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We've seen that on the debt limit bill. We've seen everything that Biden wanted, he's got from this Congress. All right, and you know the dogs are starting to ease, turn on each other right now, too. Because the debt ceiling bill, all right, you might as well call that the McCarthy, Biden, fuck the debt limit bill. They completely suspended it. There's not, Joe Biden spends much as much right fucking now. All right, you had that. He finally came out and said, we're going to start an impeachment inquiry. What the fuck are you doing an inquiry for? You already have all the evidence you need, bank records, phone calls, text messages, emails. It's all there. It's all in black and white. And nothing will happen.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, when are you going to get angry enough to do something?
Okay, Russell, I'm going to put an extra scoop of ice cream with your pie, okay? Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you don't watch the news. I know it, but I've got to watch this because every now and then they tip their hands and you can kind of figure out and connect the dots. Okay? Right now, under your nose with all this impeachment shit, all of this Hunter Biden indictment, all of this shit going on in New Mexico and New York and everywhere else, as of right now, $6 billion of American money, not M, but B, billion with a B, $6 billion is on its way to Iran along with five Iranian insurgents, terrorists, spies, five of them, and they're being flown over to Iran to pay ransom to get five Americans out of captivity in Iran back to the United States. Okay? Mm-hmm. We just have officially became the world's, the pussy of the free world. Hands down. Hands down.
Well, not only since that, Berger.
When? Since when do we deal? Do we pay? Or we negotiate? That is a definite no-no of American foreign policy. We do not negotiate with terrorists.
That's just sitting red flags everywhere on now.
And that just, hey, Virgil, here's another scoop of ice cream for that. And this turn, every American traveling overseas into a soft target for these Islamist fanaticals and stuff. It's open season on kidnapping Americans now. You get well paid.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're going to finance $6 billion. We're going to finance our enemy's nuclear program. You know where the money's gonna go. You know exactly where the money's going to go. $80 billion worth of weapons and equipment we gave to the Taliban. Put whipped cream and a cherry on top of it for them. At the cost of 13 American lives of a suicide bomber that a Delta Force sniper couldn't take out because he couldn't get somebody on the fucking phone to tell him, okay, go ahead and shoot, all right? And now $6 billion along with five Iranian insurgents that infiltrated into the United States, and we're gonna pay that. We're going to pay that ransom. We're going to pay that ransom to get five people back. On top, okay, we should have seen this coming when they traded a Russian arms dealer, a genocide profiteer, for a transgender basketball player.
Yep.
I thought they could never top that, Russell. I thought they never could top that one, but they did it. They did it. They're doing it now.
It didn't take long at all.
It's not to say, guys, if they're not going to use all that on us, maybe that's what they're planning. These psychopaths in D.C. are planning for us.
I don't know.
Why should they fire a shot? Why should they fire a shot? They've got the biggest weapon of mass destruction in the fucking White House now. A senile pedophile that even CNN, the lead propaganda channel, is calling for him not to run in the next presidential election because he done lost his fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which is setting up Michael Obama, Michelle Obama, to come out of nowhere, the whirlwind candidate to save the Democratic Party.
Yep. You hit that nail on the head. I was going to save it to see if you was going to call the shot, brother, and you done called the shot. I guarantee, I bet anybody dollars against pesos, any amount you want, make it light on yourself. Okay? Russell is right. Michelle got it swinging Obama. Okay? She's gonna be your Democratic candidate. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sure as the day you were born buck ass naked, that is going to happen.
And hey,
Barack Obama will have his fourth term. His fourth term. President.
Mm-hmm. They already have now with Biden. Virgil, I was just thinking of something, and I know you're into this, too, because we talked about it. I bet you Dr. Donna hit this on the head about the Lee Turpin guy. Could Obama be the one that he was warning us about?
Well, whatever tarot cards, a Ouija board, a crystal ball that Nostradamus was looking in, I'll bet you he was checking whatever spirits or guidance he had and looking up in the sky and said, "What are you smoking?" This is too unbelievable. What are you smoking? Okay? I mean, this here, and it amazes me, and Russell's going to echo this. It amazes me that all of this is being put right out in front of you. I mean, like somebody cooking you a porterhouse steak with a baked potato, all the trimmings on top, mushrooms, onions, everything, you know, even the Worcestershire sauce on the side and everything, and they're bringing it to you, and they're serving it. They go outside and they pull a lid off of a garbage can, turn it upside down, and put your steak and everything on there, and then serve it to you, and you motherfuckers are eating it.
Yep.
You're literally eating this, hoping that you're going to pull that curtain, and you're going to pull that lever, and Donald Trump is going to come in on a white horse with six guns blazing and save America. What are you smoking, people? What are you smoking?
That's not going to happen, I'm afraid. That's not going to happen.
There is not going to be an election. There is not going to be a presidential election. It's called the War Powers Act. It's called the War Powers Act. It's called martial law. Okay? It's called the fake pandemic. The new strain of COVID-19, dun dun dun, and you got to get your booster shots. You got to get your booster shots. Yes, booster shots.
And that's why they're doing these test runs.
I went to the doctor's office the other day, to the VA. We have the booster shots now, bitch. I ain't got the first fucking shot. And you come at me with a fucking needle, you're going to learn what it's like to eat without teeth.
I haven't been approached yet, but I'm waiting.
Yeah.
But I don't know, guys. You know, like you and I were talking about earlier, Virgin, though, these guys are so dangerous right now. They're showing how dangerous they really are. They're there.
Well,
they're there.
Joseph, they're only as dangerous as people let them become. Okay. You know, you're not dangerous. The only way one person becomes dangerous with 100 people standing around him is if he's got a hand grenade or a mine strapped to him, or if he is a damn good bullshitter.
Yep.
Nope. Well, we got one in the White House.
No, we have a stooge. We have a stooge in the White House.
Yep.
You know, there's a wire. You know, before the wireless remote control toys came out, you used to have a long wire on your race cars and your little toy trucks and everything. And there's a wire running straight up his asshole, and it's right there with a TV monitor right in front of Obama. Okay, and he flips the switch, and okay, Joe signed this. Okay, Joe, that, this, that, and the other. But the thing is, Obama hasn't got the speech therapist. You know, he hasn't got the public speaking right yet. Something must be wrong with that. That wire must have a short in it.
Right.
Well, look at Mitch McConnell. You know, doing the same thing. Every time he's asked a question,
Well, he's 3,000 fucking years old too. He needs to, you know. I mean, goddamn, if he was a robot, AutoZone wouldn't even be able to carry parts for that motherfucker. He's so old.
Well, what if he is a robot?
Russell, are you anywhere? You know, when you watch this sumbitch on fucking TV, and even his own people are cutting the microphone off on him, and they're interrupting him. Oh, the press conference over with, folks. You got to go. You got to get out of here. He done shit his depends or something. You know, I mean, what's wrong with people, Russell? Don't they see this?
They do. They just ignore it.
Well, you know, and how much, I mean, you know, we see it. We watch what we do and stuff like that, but how much of that is it, mainstream media actually carrying, you know? I mean, hell, I saw a copy of a letter the White House sent out to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, going, okay, y'all guys got to go out here and give the Republicans negative coverage on this impeachment thing. Then you had, what's your name, John, Claude, Pierre, whatever her fucking name is there, come out, I mean, like pound her hand on the podium and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, this and this is not true, false. But, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't think people want to see it, Virgil, and that's the only explanation. Absolutely refuse to believe what is going on because it's shaking them to the core of their beliefs.
Well, Russell, you know, people, you know, they're posting, I don't know whether they're fake or Photoshopped or whatever, people are posting about these high energy beams hitting Maui and causing these fires and everything, you know, or they're saying a power station blew up or whatever, you know, but I firmly believe that when that Chinese spy balloon, that alleged spy balloon, flew over the United States, somewhere along the line, that Chinese spy balloon dropped a new weapon of mass destruction called a retard bomb. And it's an infectious bomb. And because ever since that Chinese spy balloon flew over, people have been massively and, you know, like a plague has spread all over the United States that they've contracted stuck on stupid disease. I mean, the only intelligent thing that I have seen about anything in Congress or anyone in Congress was Laura Bobbitt walking out of that theater with that dress on.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, that got her reelected right there. That.
Yep.
That got her reelected.
Do that.
You know, I don't even... Laura Bobbitt, the one, the congressman from Colorado that used to own the Gunslinger's restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, she went to some kind of theater play or whatever, And she showed her ass. She was probably drunk, which, hey, good-looking chick like that, drunk, hey, that increases your chances. But she had a dress on, and I swear, brother, you could have broke a long neck across her ass. I'm serious, man. And I don't even live in Colorado, and I'm already applying for an absentee ballot to vote for. So
yep. But she was caught vaping, is what it is, pulled her out too. And I was too when I saw her in that dress. So I was like, damn.
I mean, this woman Russell. I mean, you got to look her up. She's 36 years old, and I would put her on against any 19-year-old in the United States. I guarantee it. That woman is fine as frog hair. She got a mouth on her, too. But people, I'm telling you flat out. You think we're crazy? You think we got tinfoil hats on? You think we this? You think we that? Oh, you're extremists. You're deplorables. You're just unhealthy. That's unhealthy paranoia and this. Okay, just about every shot we have called on this radio show has come to pass.
Yep.
Okay? Has come to pass. And you people, you still want to be a bunch of doubting Thomases. You got to wait and stick your finger in the side, you know. But then they're too close and you're too late. I mean, people, this has got to stop, and it's got to stop now. It's come down to years. We've had to stop it. Then it went to months. Now it's down to weeks, days, and hours.
Yep. That's the topic now. It's the only one.
Another thing on Mr. McCarty there and stuff like that. Let me rephrase that. Any Republican representative in the House right now, why aren't they blowing shit up, cutting off funding? They have the power to do that. They go, you know what, DOJ, your money's gone. You know what, FBI, your money's gone. Chink, chink. They have the power to do exactly that.
That is correct.
Go ahead, Russell. And it's because y'all have to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, we call it the Uniparty for a reason. These guys are working hand in hand. They're all buddies. They've all been bought and paid for. And that's why you saw the meltdown for McCarthy. You saw when Gats called for his three guys. Well, file that fucking motion. I mean, they're starting to eat on each other, ladies and gentlemen. But none of that's going to come in any of these charges. But the truth's coming out. It's becoming brighter. There's more light going into that dark hole. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get angry. It's time to get pissed off. It's time to say enough. We, when I say we, I mean we the people, have the authority via the Congress, I mean via the Constitution, to overthrow or remove a tyrannical or corrupt government. And ladies and gentlemen, it's far past time, and this country will never be right again until these bankers, these corrupt politicians, the seething stench of Washington is cleaned up, and there has to be people go to jail. There has to be people, if convicted of treason, hung. It has to happen that way. There is no negotiating voting out of this. It's not going to happen. And that is where we are as a country, ladies and gentlemen. And now, don't bother telling me how much you love your kids or grandkids or anything like that if you're not going to stand up right now at this moment, say enough, I will not comply, we're coming to take our country back. And that is the only option that we have now.
Yeah. That's right.
As last best of your freedom.
We're going to have
that is totally
blood,
correct.
Black eyes. You know what? It's got to be done.
That is totally correct, brother. You are totally correct. Dang, to hell with the Democrats. To hell with the Republicans. Let's start our own party. Call the Repo Party. We're going to take it back. We're going to take it back. You know, and, you know, even though it's all the Uniparty now, and he may have been showboating, but that congressman from Florida, I posted his video on there, you know, when he said, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms should be a chain of convenience stores in Florida. It shouldn't be a federal agency. And, brother, I swear, I almost fell out my chair. I almost fell out my chair when he said that.
I agree with that, too. It's true.
And he brought up some good points. You know, this is a prime example. When did we allow an agency that nobody voted into office, enact laws against firearms or regulatory laws against your firearms? When did that come about?
Yeah, right. And you're right, Brenda. They're not laws. They can't be called a law because they were not done by Congress. And, you know, go through the Senate, back and forth, that thing. They are called regulations, all right? And these people, and that's how, see, that's how all these agencies came to be, ladies and gentlemen. These Congress people can't stand that. Well, I mean, if you're some crazy-ass Democrat, you can. But nobody on the right side of anything can stand up and go, well, you know, we're going to take you. No, we're not. Well, look, you know what? We're tired of catching heat about all this. I'm tired of my phone being blown up. You know what? We're just going to form this little agency, and we're going to call it EF, and we're going to let them write all the gun laws that we know we can't write and pass to the American people, or we'd be unemployed. And that's how these basically, very, very simply put, that's pretty much how these agencies come to be.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Because this agency, the ATF&E, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, okay, I would say everything a man needs, but I can think of one more thing, okay? I'm pretty sure you can, too. All right, they have the authority to distinguish and say anything is a firearm, okay? Now, there used to be a publication back a long time ago that used to be, it used to be called Shotgun News, and it was where you could order things from, like, and this, that, and the other. Well, they had a knife in there. It was a Russian Special Forces knife used by Spetsnaz, and it wasn't a firearm. It was spring-loaded, and it was designed where you could pull a trigger, and you could shoot a knife about 25 yards accurately, very accurately. I know a couple of people that have them. They won't get off of them. I tried. And, all of a sudden, the ATF ruled that as a firearm. They banned them from coming into the country. Totally banned them from coming into the country. Okay? They have ruled the most asinine things as firearms that you can imagine. Okay, and they're trying to broaden it out. To show you how bad this has gotten, I like to refer to movies a lot. Okay, Highwaymen. Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. Kevin Costner plays Frank Hamer. He was the Texas Ranger that they put back in activation, and Woody Harrelson was the other one, and they put him back in activation to hunt down and kill Bonnie and Clyde, which they did in Louisiana. In the movie, you'll see Frank Hamer drive up to a hardware store. Kevin Costner, he goes inside, and he looks on the shelf. He says, I'll take that BAR. I'll take a couple of those Thompson submachine guns, that repeating rifle, that pistol. No, I don't want that one. You got one in black. That one's too shiny. It looks too cheap. Okay, and they're lining all of this up. And the guy asked him, you know, okay, which one do you want? He said, all of them. Didn't grab a pen and a piece of paper or a form to register all these firearms with. They just picked them up. He paid the money, and they brought them to his car. No questions asked. Now it's come down to this. Now you got to give a urine sample, a DNA test, wait for a month, you know, just to buy a single shot or a bolt action 22 rifle these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where did all of this come from? Okay, they use up the St. Valentine's Day Massacre when Scarface, Al Capone shot up those people. And used the Thompson submachine gun. Okay, before that, they used that as an excuse for the 1936 Gun Control Act. Before then, you could buy a Thompson submachine gun through the mail. They cost $200. $200. That was a lot back then, but $200. And get it delivered to your house or go pick it up at the post office. No problem. Now, you try to order just plain, ordinary brass to reload your ammo yourself in your garage, and all of a sudden, you get a knock on the door from federal agents. What are you doing buying 10,000 rounds of brass? You know, I mean, this... And it snowballed, Russell. You know, you agree with me. It snowballed. It's like the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he takes a golf ball and he rolls it down a snowy hill, and then it becomes this big ball, and it crashes into the Tasmanian devil. You know? I mean, it's just you let Big Brother step an inch within your constitutional boundaries. They'll walk all over you. They'll walk all over. They'll walk a mile. They'll take a mile.
And you see, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're telling you this has been going on for years, because it has. And you go, how did we get to this point? Because they haven't done nothing big bold. Well, they're fixing to, but they've got to the point to where they can. They've just been taking one little link out of that chain at a time. One little link. A week, one little link a month, one little link a year, whatever it's been. All of a sudden, guess what? You on a short chain, baby. And that's exactly what's happened. And there's no escaping it now, ladies and gentlemen. The battle is here. There's no way around it. We will either end up enslaved or continue to live as free men. There is no negotiation.
Right. We got a caller on. Let me get him up. We want to bring him on before we close off. We got about 10, 15 minutes. So bring him on.
Yeah, bring him on.
All right. Hey, caller, how you doing? Thank you for calling in.
All righty. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
All right. Are we on the air here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you live.
Okay, okay. Oh, okay,
live
good, good, okay.
Free. Come on.
because as soon as that's sensitive, I heard I was getting censored. That's it. Boop, I'll hang up. I don't like that censoring crap. Anyway, I'm my twisted sister back in the 80s, remember, when they were trying to censor the rock and roll, heavy metal, you know? I was part of that there. No more censorship.
Right.
Anyway, how did we get to this point? How did we get to this point? Well, come on, man. We know. We've been around. You guys have been around all the other podcasts, too. We've been talking about this now for a while. We know what happened. We know how we lost it after the Civil War and then the Federal Reserve Act and all that other crap after, you know, the Mercy Powers Act. We've been in Nixon with the gold and, you know, and 9/11. Look, we know where we're at today. Question of it is, how are we going to restore our republic? How are we going to get our country back? How are we going to do that? Because if we try anything large on a large scale, they're going to isolate us one by one, pick us off, and they'll start arresting us like the January 6th people. You know? So how are we going to do it lawfully and peacefully and usurp them? In a deceptive way, like kind of like the progressive Karl Marx scumbags did to us. You know, they infiltrated us over the years and our schools and our kids, and now they got control of pretty much everything. So now we have to do the same to them, unless, you know, that's our peaceful option, and we know what the other options are. Well, we don't have to talk about that. But, you know, let's talk about the peaceful option. You know, how are we going to do that?
Okay, let me ask you a question. What is your interpretation of lawful and peacefully?
Lawfully and peacefully, I would say we would usurp the elections the best way we can, get grassroots candidates who are not going to sell out like the Tea Party baggers did, and that when once in office, they pledged to restore the de jure form of our republic and the original Constitution and uncodify all these statutes and policies and codes and all that other crap. Municipality by municipality.
You're not okay, Russell, yeah. You want to take that about the elections? Yeah. Russell's an expert on it.
I think while you're traveling down the right path there, there's not that kind of time. I've heard dozens of people, you know, we got to start at the grassroots. We got to win elections here. That battle is lost, okay? And what you're talking about doing is a 30 or 40-year process. These people will end us all before that time comes. I doubt seriously that there isn't going to be a 2024 election. That's what all this Ukraine-Russia stuff is. You're going to see the War Act of 1917 enacted. Oh, we're at war and the election suspended, yada, yada, like that. There isn't that kind of time. The best we can hope for right now would be if there was some strand of the military still knows what an illegal order is and what the Constitution is, to stand up and arrest these individuals and then take it from there.
Well, I agree. I do agree with you there. I was just saying put that plan in motion. Doesn't mean we sit around, because right now we're sitting around doing nothing. At least the people are. I mean, you know, we're talking about it, big deal. We've been talking about it. I heard this 10 years ago. You know, next year, two more years, Obama. If Obama wins another 4 years, that's it. It's all over. I heard that too back then. Remember? You know, so you know, it wasn't for people like us that were fighting against it, then maybe that would have happened. So we can prolong it, I think. And yeah, the elections are corrupt, but you know, doesn't mean it can't be fixed. You know, I mean, it takes time, but, you know, we got to do it little by little. But, yeah, I think they'll destroy us before then, too. I kind of agree with that. And, you know, you have the religious aspect to it, too, God and everything. You throw all that into the mix. So, yeah, but it doesn't mean we don't stop fighting, you know?
No, we never stop fighting. Go ahead, Virgil.
Look, well, I'm going to ask you a question, okay? You know, just let's keep the Electoral College and all this out of there. Okay, do you believe that the majority should rule? Okay.
No, not in a republic. No, not in a republic. The minority always has to have the rights.
Okay. But the majority of people, every one of us, are suffering because of this regime. This is not an administration. This is a regime. Okay. Let's get that out in the open.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, this is banana republic politics. That makes it a regime. Okay. Which one do you think, being practical and realistic, changes governments sure and faster? Votes or bullets?
Well, see, bullets can really destroy the regime and bring it down to its knees. So changing it would be bullets, but implementing a new government would have to be by votes.
That's right. That is correct. And when you destroy the present government, what else do you destroy?
Well, you destroy the economy. You know, the military, I guess, too, also sometimes can go in shambles. That would depend who the winner is.
Well, you hit on a right word. You see, military can be used in different ways. You can use the military to describe the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, the Coast Guard. You can also use the military to describe the military industrial complex, which is responsible for everything going on right now. They are the shot callers to the stooges. They are the mafia bosses to the minion. That's
okay.
Who's calling the shots here. Because who profits? Who is profiting off of this Ukraine-Russia bullshit? Military-industrial complex. Military-industrial complex. Iran, military-industrial complex. Afghanistan, military-industrial complex. You see, the military-industrial complex is made up of corporations. Corporations like Halliburton, Dodge, Ford, Chrysler, Hughes Aircraft Corporation, McDonnell Douglas, Freeport-McMoRan. These major corporations are the ones who decide where the war is going to start, who's going to fight the war, and they also decide who these so-called politicians are put in office that people depend on to say, oh, well, we have freedom of choice. You want to know the two free? You got two freedom of choices in America, my man. You know what they are?
To die or live.
No. Two choices in America. Two freedom of choices in America these days. One is 31 flavors and the other is Burger King. Everything else is a lie. You don't have freedom of choice in this country. Not when they're trying to tell you that your constitutional rights mean nothing, that you're and they doing what they're doing and basically running the country off do as we say and not as we do. That is not freedom of choice. That is a regime. That is a banana republic. And 70 million Americans in possession of 300 million firearms and countless rounds of ammunition should not allow this to go on one more day.
No, I know.
We built this country. We kicked England's ass twice. Twice they tried to take us back. Twice. Okay? We kicked their ass. Okay? And we established a government. Sure, it took from 1776 to 1787 to come up with our Constitution, but at least we have one. It took time. And it took people working together in an intelligent manner. What you have now is not an intelligent manner. You have
the fucking goddamn lead patient from a fucking insane asylum that every psychiatrist in this country could make a career out of running this country. And who's backing him up? The spokesperson for Nike knee pads.
Yeah, well, you got entertainment,
I mean,
yeah. You know, the entertainment industry, yeah. You know, not the entertainment industry.
The lead advertiser for Nike knee pads, Kamala Harris. Miss can suck start a battleship. You know, the example to every young woman in America that yes, it is possible to fuck your way to the top.
Yeah.
With setting examples like that, what the hell do we expect? You know, and the military, you know, Russell's talking about the military should choose this to choose that. You got a half of the military don't even know which bathroom to use. They don't know which head to go to. You know, I'm a woman today. I know I'm a man tomorrow. I'm a man today. No, I'm a woman tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
I mean, this shit is, it has gotten fucked up from the floor up. And the only way, I've said this before, and they're going to back me up, the only way that it's going to change, and it may be too late by this time, is when everybody gets their stuff that they worked hard for, their homes, their cars, their businesses, when they start losing stuff, And they start, like in Venezuela, they're killing each other with broken glass out of the streets and everything to dig food out of the elite's dumpster, the scraps off of their table. Then they're going to realize that we were right and they were stupid.
That's correct. But, you know, you go back, you want to talk about war powers and everything, you know, if you go back to what Trump declared in 2018, the Executive Order 13848, you know, for this reason, the national emergency declared on September 12, 2018 must continue in effect beyond September 12, 2023. Therefore, in accordance with Section 202, the National Emergency Act, you know, he says, I am continuing for 1 year the national emergency declared in Executive Order 13848 with respect to the threat of foreign interference in undermining public confidence in the United States elections. You can go to the website. You can go to the White House website and still find that there. All Biden's doing right now is enforcing a lot of what Trump already implemented. See, they're being duped. They don't even know it. All powers and authorities possessed by the president, any other officer or employee of the federal government or executive agency as defined in Section 105, Title 5, that Trump still technically, I believe, is setting these people up. I believe he's setting these people up. And a lot of other people in the military are starting to believe that too.
Well, I can tell you this. You know, President Trump, he's an arrogant son of a bitch. He's self-centered.
Yeah.
He says things that he shouldn't say, but he is a shrewd person when it comes to business and when it comes to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it to you plain and simple. I support the man. I will vote for the man again. But if you ever tell me that I got to sit down and play poker against the son of a bitch, I'm going to tell you, fuck you.
Or chess.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I believe that too. I mean, I got a friend of mine that we're like brothers, and his name is DJ Wiggins. And actually, his brother has the same name as you can, Joe Gibson. But he's very close to Trump, and he was telling me that, you know, that exactly what you just said. He is sitting in the middle. He's sitting
in
the makeup. You know?
Yeah,
and
I
so,
believe that.
You know, so, and DJ, he's, you know, he, I mean, he's very close. So,
And everybody's like, well, how did you know DJ? Well, I met him a couple of years ago up in Atlanta, Georgia, and we became close friends. I mean, you know, he even calls my son his nephew. You know, that's how close we are. But, you know, we said this over and over. Things got to get high and ugly before they get good. Right now, we're seeing the ugly. We're seeing the ugly right now.
Yeah, you know? I know. It's hard to believe a lot, you know. I mean, like right now, where a lot of the stuff that I read, where I'm getting information that that's why I brought it up. I actually started getting this last week. They, you know, I need proof. So, you know, everybody does today. Everyone wants to see it. They're like, you know, we heard all this before with the Q crap and everything else. But he sent me proof, man. He sent me proof. A lot of this crap, a lot of this stuff, and from where it started and to where it's ending up today. And you can't deny this stuff. It's on the White House website. I mean, you know, either that or they're fooling everybody.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the other thing, too, is what our governor did, what New York did, what California did, this was a test run. This is a complete test run. Right now, and I was telling Virgil before we got on the show, I just found out that the tiny midget is right now hitting into Taiwan right this moment. That word, that she's flying down there. Why? Why is she going down there? Is she getting ready to flee?
Well, NATO last night hit Russia. They hit one of Russia's seaports. NATO did. It wasn't Ukraine. It was NATO.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sunk one of their ships.
Yeah. That's war. Yeah. That's war right there.
Oh, yeah. Very
well,
much so.
With the media, with today's media, you know, and I'm talking about, this is back when I was in the Marine Corps, okay? All right. When, you know, and I was told about this. When I was in Beirut, I was in Lebanon, you possibly seen maybe 15, 20, 30 seconds at the most on the nightly news about what was going on in Beirut. You know,
and that was the hot spot. That was the hot spot at one time.
You know, and everything, a lot of people tell, oh, well, you know, I get posts on Facebook, oh, well, you was in Beirut, there was no active combat in Beirut. Yeah, right. The Marines were not engaged in active combat. Okay. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's the same thing, Roger, with the Afghan. You remember? Same thing.
You know, they posted
a big... going on there. There was more things going on. Every branch, even the three-letter alphabet agencies were all in there, Beirut, at that time.
they post pictures. I belong to a lot of military websites, pages on Facebook, and they posted this big picture, Gray Lady 62, Big J, most beautiful battleship there ever was. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Been on board it several times. Good chow on there. Some of the most excellent chow in the whole United States military right there on the battleship.
They say all navies around the world serve good food on their battleships.
Well, let me tell you something. When you done spent 3 weeks in the bush and in the mountains, and you're eating and drinking and bathing out of cans.
Yeah.
And they fly you in. And you touch down, and you're just as filthy. You know, even the hogs will run from you. You're so filthy. And you walk by those vents, and you smell the smell of the galley coming up. And we made a beeline down there. And... Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes, peas, all the cold milk you could drink, and pineapple upside down cake. I can still taste it now. And we were sitting there, and Marines, when they're hungry, are the most disgusting, ill-mannered son of a bitch at a table in the world.
Right.
I mean, we were licking our fingers with gravy and cosmoline on them.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of a sudden, the executive officer comes down, and he's to the table, and we get up, officer on deck. Said, "No, sit down, as you were." He said, "Y'all the ones they forgot about out there, huh?" I said, "Yes, sir." Said, "This sure is good chow. This is." Said, "Well," said, "I'll tell you what. You fellas all aware we got showers on this ship." Said, "Yes, sir. That's going to be our next stop." No, it's going to be your stop now, Marine." He said, "We'll leave everything out for you. Y'all come back. Y'all eat as much as you want. Y'all can eat everything you want." He said, "But y'all are going to hit the showers." And we're looking at each other, you know, like, you know, "Well, why? What the hell's wrong with us?" And we look, and everybody in that galley was against the wall with their noses covered, gagging. That's how bad we stunk. That's how bad we stunk. 3 weeks in the field, 3 weeks out. And when we went in and took the shower, back then you could get a beer ration. You got 2 beers a day. We're in the showers. We're drinking beer. And and we piled up our uniforms, and they came in with the firefighting mask on. And two entrenching tools set up in the hole position, and they just took this stuff and they were scooping it into bags. They didn't even wash it. They threw it overboard. And we had to march down to the supply room and pull new utilities out, and then we went back and we pigged out. I mean, we ate till we just about busted. I mean, after I ate, I must have hit the head about 10 times. You know.
Because
Russell can tell you, Russell was in the field too. Russell can tell you, you know, when you get hungry, you'll damn near eat anything. You'll eat your own fingers off. And, you know.
Yeah, I know.
C rations, K rations, and all of that, when your stomach is growling and it's tight, oh, man, you open up them beans and motherfuckers, that is the best thing in the world. But after 3 weeks of that shit and getting supplied, you know, by hella airdrop and everything else, it gets kind of old.
Yeah.
So
everything does. Everything gets old. Everything.
Yep.
You know, I mean, having to put, you know, people don't realize, you know, sleeping on the ground and having to put cigarette butts in your ears to keep the coughing spiders from crawling inside of you while you sleep.
Yeah. People don't understand what the jungle's like. I mean, it's dirty.
This was up in the mountains. This was up in mountain territory. See, I was a combat engineer assigned to an EOD unit, and we were on patrol, and when the Palestinians pulled out, they had to leave all their heavy weapons. So, but they didn't tell them where they left, so we had to go out and find them and destroy them so that Hamas and Hezbollah wouldn't get a hold of these weapons and use them against Israel. See, that's what Israel was pissed off about. That they were leaving these heavy weapons. Well, okay, we'll send out people. We're going to destroy these weapons and this, that, and the other. So that was our job out there. But we had to go find these things. And a lot of them were booby-trapped. A lot of them, you know, were protected by sniper and mortar fire and everything else. I mean, you know, that's when you learn the hard way. You know, wherever there's mortars, there's a sniper. Because he's
been
calling in those rounds.
You know, Pakistan today has the fifth largest military in the world. It's insane. India and Pakistan, they're up there 5 and 6. You know, and you got China, Russia, and of course, the United States is number one. You know,
well, Pakistan, India, you know, they're in a world all by themselves, you know. I mean, you know the red dot. You know why they put that red dot on the
Yeah. They have no air force, really.
You know what people are saying, you know, that's a religious thing, but you know what that red dot is really for?
No, what is it?
That's when a woman gets married, the husband pulls out a quarter out of his pocket and scratches it off and see if he won a Motel 6 or a Subway.
That's low.
I'm going to hell anyway.
Well, guys,
Well, guys, don't like you.
So I'll come back on Monday and stuff if you guys want to and everything. But I tell you what, man, we're at that point. I think we're at the point of no return. What do you think?
I'm like Russell. There's not gonna be a 2024 election. There's not gonna be it.
Oh no.
There's not gonna be it. No.
Well, you don't want to make that bold. You don't want to be that bold. Come on. You don't want to be that bold for predicting. I mean, you could say it might not be, but, man, when 2024 comes around now and there's an election, what are you going to say? You know?
Well, I can admit I'm not a Democrat. I can admit I'm wrong.
All right. Fair enough.
Right. Well, I think that's what all these testings were for, like our governor did here in New Mexico, New York, and up in California.
Well,
these were all testings.
You know? I'll put it to you this way, Skipper. If you wanted to put the coup de grace on the country right now, how would you do it? Think about how you would do it and look at how they're doing it and say, you know what? I'd do the same goddamn thing. Ain't I right, Russell?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Russell?
Yeah. I would build up to World War III and then clamp it down.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, China, something with China.
You know.
Yep.
I guess Russell been signed off for tonight, huh?
Well, he's still on. He might have still passed out again.
Right.
He did that before. Passed out on the show, remember?
I told him about pulling on that jug when we're doing the show.
But anyway. Well, go ahead, and we'll come back on Monday and everything, but we'll see what else is happening. But right now, like I was saying before we go on the show, is that right now, Gretchen is on her way to Taiwan.
That's right.
For those of you,
you got the COVID shot, but your asshole hasn't turned inside out and started talking to you yet, make sure you go get that booster.
Hey, who's
right
on their way to Taiwan? Who's on their way?
Michelle Gretchen, our governor here in New Mexico. She's
oh, really?
Doing her impeachment hearing. Yeah, they're having her impeachment hearing this week. So suddenly she goes to Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. She got an urge for some Chinese food, but she hasn't learned yet. If you want good Chinese food in America, you call your local Jewish synagogue and talk to the rabbi. He can tell you where to get the best Chinese food.
All right. So
What's up with Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney's throwing in the towel, huh? Where's he going? To his bunker?
Probably going to hide.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney.
Well, I'll get ready.
It's coming.
Why would he give up
coming.
His seat? Why would he give up his seat, though? You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there was another one, too, and I can't think of her name. Siri's seat stepping down. There's a bunch of them being ready to step down. So,
It's coming. You know?
But just like
Pearl Harbor, you know, when they called in and they said, hey, we got a large haze on the screen. Oh, well, it's nothing. It's just B-17s coming in from the mainland, you know?
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, that's a lot of B-17s coming in, you know?
Yeah.
Midget sub sneaks through, gets inside Pearl Harbor, fires off a few torpedoes. Hey, you know?
Here's another thought, guys, before we sign off. You know, in October, they're having this, suddenly they're going to have all this emergency broadcast testing going on through on all the third
October
4th. Services.
October 4th. Yep.
October 4th. So is that maybe a plan to test everything before it goes down?
Well, yeah, it's called an encrypted signal. You know,
yes,
it's just like the air, it's just like the air raid sirens going off. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's got to make sure everybody's in position. You know, it's like a chess game. You make sure everybody, and then you make your killer move. You know, and nobody,
I mean,
and nobody,
do?
And nobody's,
you know,
picking up.
What are they
going to
do? Round us all up, man? What are they going to do? Round us up? That ain't going to work.
Well, the thing is, you know, they thought that wasn't going to happen about 75 years ago in a place called Germany.
Yeah.
You know, it's all for the greater good. You're being transferred for your own safety. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been done before. I mean, look
and
at
we're all in it.
Look at what we did to American citizens because they were of Japanese heritage after Pearl Harbor.
I know.
They did it once. They did it twice. They did it again.
Yeah.
They're still uncovering mass graves in former Yugoslavia. Okay.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, terrible.
So
and
anyway,
seen,
guys, we're going.
And let me tell you something,
mm-hmm.
ladies and gentlemen. I've seen a civil war with my own eyes. It's not pretty. It's not, you know, this Call of Duty shit that you're going to sit in your living room on your couch and hit a reset
yeah,
button
right.
every time you get shot and killed. It's not going to
mm-hmm.
be that way. It's not going to be
hell.
The hospital. The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. You're going to see people bleeding to death in the parking lots. You're going to
mm-hmm.
see pots of water boiling, old bandages, old shirts, old clothes, old sheets.
Electricity
using
going in
dressing.
And out.
Oh,
no.
Well, if you got any electricity at all.
I think it'll
and
be sporadic around. I think it'll be sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start getting hungry, that's when people start getting dangerous. That's when they start getting dangerous. That's when people are going to start cutting each other's throat for a can of Vienna sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, guys, we'll go ahead and close. Our timer's running out and everything. We'll be back for Monday night. Russell, are you awake or are you asleep, brother? I can hear some snoring back there.
He done fucking killed a bottle of Old Charter and passed out.
Yeah.
That's what he done.
That's
the way to go. Yep. Yep, Russell will take a drink now. Russell will take a drink. Ah, two things about Russell. You can trust him with your wife. He'll take a drink. You can trust him with your wife, but never your money or your life. I mean, trust him with your life,